Well, Dean, number 3 points, 8 in a row, first time since 75. Must be delighted.
Yeah, I was only 4 then, so that shows how long ago that was. Yeah, no, absolutely delighted with the performance. The week has been a really tough week. Sheffield Wednesday was a tough game away from home. Rotherham, an hour with 10 men. And then, you know, we knew that Tyrone was out and Mille's played really well his first full game this season. And then this morning, you know, we couldn't work on the team yesterday. Jack Grealish was ill yesterday. Codger got a whack on the ribs. And then we find out this morning that both of them can't play. So, you know, it's a good job I hadn't decided on the team until this morning. And they go out and put in a performance like that, which was excellent. And, you know, I thought fully deserved. The only thing missing, I thought we should have scored a lot more goals because we had some great chances. Their goalkeeper has had one of them days where he's kept the ball out the back of his nets for the majority of it. You know, but we've missed some big chances today and our play at times was exceptional.
So Grealish out this morning, Codger out yesterday. What's the prognosis on them?
Well, Codger's been to have a scan. Jack's just ill. He had a fever, temperature. And, you know, when I spoke to him this morning, you know, he was devastated. He couldn't even get up the stairs to have a shower. So, you know, 11 o'clock, we made name the team. But I've got full belief in these group of players. And hopefully we'll put took the monkey off our back now with Jack not winning with Jack Grealish in the team. And, you know, it was a great performance and a great win against, you know, let's be honest, Bristol City contributed to the game. They're a good team. But, you know, I don't think they could have argued if we had scored 6 or 7 today.
So, moving forward, it was, as you say, a great win. Horahan could have had a bag full today. Did you feel comfortable sat in the technical area, even at 2-0?
Yeah, I was fine. I was comfortable for the majority of the game. And I think that's another thing that's changed here. You know, even when Bristol City scored, there was no panic stations, there's no walking on eggshells, and even the atmosphere in the ground was good. And that's a big thing at Villa Park. I think the supporters know that we will keep playing the way we want to. We'll keep looking to try and score goals. And I never sensed any anxiety at all from the supporters or the players. And, you know, if anybody was going to score the next one, it would have been us.
Bit disappointed not to keep the clean sheet, though?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a scrappy goal. They've won a couple of headers and bobbled around and the lads scored a bit of an overhead kick off the post. You know, the game should have been put to bed before that. We all know that. But there were some super performances and, you know, I'd run out of superlatives to speak about the majority of the players. I thought that was all excellent today.
Pleased with Jedinak coming in at the back, more than just doing a job?
Done really well. You know, in the right place, read the game really well, headed it when he needed to and nearly popped up the other end and scored as well. I think they cleared his header off the line.
Had to take Abraham off because of injury. Any early news on him for the Bolton game?
No, he just had a tight hamstring. I mean, you've got to think about the work he's put in this week, and it was an awful lot of work. And he's, you know, he's just fatigued. He'll be fine for Friday.
So Horahan could have had at least a hat-trick had it not been for a Bristol City goalkeeper who is third choice, I believe. Word for them? Was he one of the best goalkeeping performances you've actually seen?
Well, some of the saves that he made today were incredible. You know, and we were amazed that we didn't win that game by a lot more. And the reason we didn't was because of him.
Final word on the fans. Packed house here at Villa Park. You've just got to keep this run going, haven't you, with the fans behind you?
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm here at the ground. On the travels as well, we had 7,500 fans travel up to South Yorkshire for 2 games, and the support has been brilliant.
Bolton next then, Good Friday, then Millwall. Could be a really, really interesting time to be a Villa fan this Easter weekend.
Well, we're hoping so. You know, to win 8 in this league is a very difficult thing to do. And with the exception of Sheffield Wednesday, we've deserved to win all of them. You know, and we've played some really good football along the way. They've found different ways to win. And we've got to make sure we keep doing that because we're still not guaranteed a playoff place. And that's what we'd like to do.
Have you got a points total in mind come the end of the season that you think, yep, that'll be it, that'll be us into the playoffs?
No, not at all. Just one game at a time.